Anna stood at the back, heart pounding, and watched the judge move slowly down the row of pies, tasting each one. But when they laid the blue ribbon in front of Brady's pie and she heard her mom's victorious applause, she knew she had to do something. "It's not my pie!" she burst out, running to the front. The judge glanced up, startled, as Anna continued, "That card should say Brady Quinn." Turning, she saw her mom standing by her, and she said, "Mom, I'm sorry that I didn't really learn to bake a pie. I know I've disappointed you." "I'm not disappointed," Mrs. Willard said, "because I have a daughter brave enough to tell the truth." There was a commotion at the back of the tent, and to her horror, Anna saw that Tiffany had once again made a Houdini-like escape. The goat had cotton candy stuck all over her, and her torn and muddy bow was trailing from one hoof. There was no way Anna would be able to get her clean again in time for the competition. Quickly, she made a decision. "Mom," she said, "do you think you could watch Tiffany for a minute while I take this ribbon to Brady?" Leaving her mom staring at the disheveled goat, Anna ran off to the calf scramble. She found Brady waiting with the other contestants, a number pinned to his shirt, his face white. "This is yours," she said, pressing the ribbon in his hand. "I told everyone whose pie it really was." Brady looked at her for a long moment. Then he took the number off his shirt and handed it to Anna. "If you can do it," he said, "so can I."